This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There's so much to talk about out here at the Combine. Very active, very bouncy. As a matter of fact, just a recency bias. Dan and I both just got back from the Dan Campbell presser with the Detroit head coach. It was awesome. The reason it was awesome, Dan, is the reporter spent the theme of Dan Campbell's press conference, the division leading Detroit Lions, was about losing coaches and replenishing and what are they going to do and how are they going to go about it. So it kind of was nice. We heard him say nice things about Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. So that's what's on my mind right off the bat, right from the podium to the podcast here.
Yeah, there's no question. And, correct me if I'm wrong or if you disagree with this, but it just feels like we're in the very, very early stages right now of sort of learning everything that we need to know about Ben Johnson and his vision for this football team. You hear nothing but optimism from the Bears leaders today. Ryan Poles feels very comfortable with how quickly he's gotten on the same page with his new coach and establishing sort of the framework of what they want to get done here in free agency and then later in the draft. But you realize how little you know about Ben Johnson, head coach, and how much more there is to learn. And so it felt like today was just a little stop at the faucet to get a few drips of information, a few drips of intel, and then try to build from there as the Bears try to get this gradually built into a team that can contend when they report to training camp in late July.
Yeah, there were a few things that grabbed my attention that Ben Johnson said. And of course, we're all listening intently to the most important part of Ben Johnson's job, and that is to develop this quarterback, Caleb Williams. And I am getting the feeling from hearing from Ben Johnson when he was still in Detroit about Caleb Williams, hearing from Ben Johnson at his introductory press conference about Caleb Williams, and then hearing from him today, he seems fascinated by Caleb Williams. As a matter of fact, let's listen, because I thought this was a really important part of the festivities today. Ben Johnson on Caleb Williams and what he truly likes about this prospect.
Super talented. I think Declan mentioned it when he got interviewed a few weeks ago. The out of structure, the off schedule, the creation, that's what stands out the most, because that's really the way that this league's going right now, it seems like. As much as you want to make it pure progression, 1 to 2 to 3, there's just too much variety. The pass rush is coming down, and to have an athlete like Caleb extend the play and potentially find an explosive down the field, that's what gets me going a little bit. I get excited thinking about that, because I haven't really been around that since I've been in the league. But I've been on the other side and I've experienced it, and it's demoralizing when you're on the other side and you're watching that happen to your defense.
I love this is the second time that he's indicated something like this, like where he is not denigrating Jared Goff, but he is saying this is a whole new animal, and I can do things. And I'm paraphrasing here, or maybe I'm just reading into it what he is saying, inferring from what he's saying. He is saying, I can do lots of fun things with this quarterback if I can get him right. So I love what I feel is genuine, like in this forced marriage between coach and quarterback and the skill set that he offers.
Yeah, I think the upside enthusiasm that you hear from Ben Johnson is very real, and I think you understand that he sees a quarterback that has gifts that are rare. And it is the off-schedule, out-of-structure playmaking ability that Caleb brings to the table. And so I think that is going to be something that really stimulates Ben's imagination, stimulates his creativity, and it gives him a sky to shoot at as the Bears try to unlock the full potential in Caleb Williams. Along with that, one of the things that you heard from both Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson on Tuesday, Grody, was this belief that they have to establish a very strong fundamental foundation with Caleb Williams. And you heard some of the specifics from Ben Johnson this afternoon and talking about going right down to the basics of huddle procedure, going right back to the basics of cadence, of establishing an understanding with Caleb of how to use motions and shifts to the offense's advantage. And so I think there's going to be a very mundane process in the spring and probably into the early summer of getting Caleb to understand some of these small nuances of playing quarterback at a high level in the NFL. And then ultimately, when we get into the season, you want to see some of those gifts really start to show themselves on a regular basis to the point where Ben can get the full potential of the quarterback and the offense really flowing.
And we're at a point right now with the Bears where I think it's a fair question to wonder about what this upcoming season is about for the Bears in terms of should there be, and a lot of these questions are starting to be asked here at the Combine, should next year be, with all the resources that you have in free agency, in the draft, with all sorts of pick, including the number 10 overall in the draft, should the Bears be expected to be a winning team next year? And Dan, I think I'm going to say yes, because there has to continue to be urgency, considering who your quarterback is and the rookie contract that he is in. It may not be realistic, especially the way they were talking about offensive line today. Ben Johnson specifically saying how much time it can take to get, five guys working in unison. But I know it's early, Dan, but these are the questions that are already being asked about the Bears in terms of expectations.
And they should be being asked. And look, I have no problem doing what Ben Johnson promised he would do at his introductory press conference and raising the bar. And look, like, it's very frustrating for anyone in Chicago to realize that the expectations for 2025 are going to mirror what the expectations for 2024 were. The Bears just set themselves back time-wise with how bad of a failure that they oversaw in 2024. And so now you're sort of shooting for the same targets that you were shooting for a year ago, which is to see the quarterback make notable strides towards becoming an obvious answer at the position, to see the football team make strides toward being a regular competitive contender in games against teams in their division. And then ultimately, when we get into the month of December and early January, being in meaningful football games that have playoff implications. And then let's see where the final record lands. Look, like, I think at this time last year, there was some belief that if the Bears handled their draft capital properly and did some things in free agency, that they could be a winning football team. And that ultimately we walked into the season with most people projecting them to win 9 or 10 games. I don't see any reason that they can't be on the same sort of target path in 2025. It's just frustrating because you probably hoped that they would be on that with a productive 2024. And instead, we're kind of chronicling a reboot with Ben Johnson needing to get all these things in place just to get things up and running.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.